Florida Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger is defending the integrity of his state's elections despite attacks from fellow Republicans.
And it apparently pays to be George Clooney's friend. The actor confirming in an interview back in 2013 when he was single, he gifted 14 of his closest friends $1 million apiece to thank them for everything they've done for him. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The month of November can be very stormy, very wet, very active, but so far, our storm-free pattern continues. Today's going to be a great day with more sunshine, nice fall weather, high in the mid to upper 60s, clear skies, another cold one tonight. We're headed back to the 30s again, probably upper 30s. A warming trend begins Friday with a high around 73. We'll be in the mid-70s over the weekend. Really nice and still storm-free. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. When there's a project to take on, you say bring it on. Just like Kubota Equipment from Capital Tractor. An orange army of one with you in command, turning a big job into no big deal. Kubota, Capital Tractor, and you. Together we do more. Montgomery and Brundage.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The results are in for the State Senate District 26 primary election. On the Democratic side, Kirk Hatcher and John Knight are headed to a runoff. The winner will face Republican William Green on March 2nd. Governor Kay Ivey has appointed State Senator Cam Ward as the new director of the Alabama Board of Pardons and Paroles. Ivey says that Ward's experience will help him both follow the law and help people reenter society after prison. And former Montgomery police officer Carlos Taylor, who was severely injured while on duty, was given a life-changing gift Tuesday. The Taylor family now has a wheelchair-accessible van. Alabama Wounded Blue has been working with the Montgomery County District Attorney's Office and local businesses to raise money for the purchase. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
There's no place like home for the holidays or HomeDepot.com for holiday decor with great low prices on decorations inside and out, like artificial Christmas trees to light up the living room, outside lights and playful inflatables that bring joy to the neighborhood. Order online and you'll even get free delivery. Holiday decorating improved with a wide assortment of holiday decor from HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done. Free standard shipping on most online orders over $45. Some exclusions apply while supplies last.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter finds the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists.
And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love, and my devotion to the flag. Our standard, oh glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect. Because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United, That means that we have all come together. States, individual communities that have united into 48 great states, 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose, all divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic, Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. one nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others, for all, which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance: under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer, and that would be eliminated from schools too?
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. There ain't no doubt I love this land.
today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Stock market is up 29 points. The temperature outside is a beautiful 63 degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing well. Very well. How are you?
I am doing outstanding. It is a gorgeous day outside. I got a brag on Don Duncan. Had a friend who had gone to one of these quick oil company change places. So went back to them, and the person said, "Your oil is leaking." And she said, "Where?" And he said, "Just underneath on the passenger side." Okay, so I said, "You need a second opinion. You need to go to Dr. Don Duncan." Dr. Don. And they went in and did, they looked at it and they said the oil filter was not put on correctly. And it was put on not only not correctly, but without a gasket on it. So it had been leaking for a while. So they recommended to do a complete flush because it was down to sludge in there. And do an oil change, and then do the synthetic oil the way I do it. Is she has a 2018 Jeep Compass, and which is a nice driving car, by the way. Those are really good cars. But Don Duncan did it. I mean, they came in, got it done in a reasonable amount of time. They are just great people. Preston, Michael J., the whole group down there is just wonderful. So hats off to Don Duncan. Again, let me tell you, you're planning on traveling to go someplace where you won't have family. Go to Don Duncan and get them to look at your car, because they're going to give you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. They're not going to make up stuff to sell you. They are just absolutely great. So I highly recommend them, particularly for when you go road warrior trip. Sun's going to be coming through after Thanksgiving, so I'm going to make sure he gets his car serviced, because that boy tears up cars professionally, if you know what I mean. Now, he's been pretty good on this one. It's lasted longer than any other car that he's had. So that's my Don Duncan story, and I'm very pleased with them, and they did it again, as always. 272-9228, that's where we are on a Wednesday. Any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing. And then we have the Mortgage Corporation South gift card drawing, which we'll do tomorrow at 1:05. A lot of people are doubling down on the gift card drawing. The other thing I did, hamburger night at Vintage Year. It was spectacular. I had the one that had the pimento cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, it was great.
Sounds great.
It was cooked perfectly. It was cooked so well. It's one of those that I took part of the meat and took it out from the bun because I like juice all over me. And I was like, you know, sure. I had to have a mop to clean up around me. And so I was cutting it with my fork. The taste was just incredible. And those French fries.
Oh, they did a great job.
They do. Those French fries, I don't know what they do to them, but they put some. I want these to taste great, like crack. I mean, it's like crack cocaine.
And if the juices get on the plate, there's your mop, the fry.
I know. There you go. You got to mop it out with the fry. But it's got that crispy outside to it. But they were spectacular last night. Highly recommend Vintage Year, particularly hamburger night on Tuesday. But any night is great. And if you're looking for a great place for brunch, Vintage Year is the place to go. My favorite place in all of Montgomery for brunch is Vintage Year. Okay. Man, they've got some problems going on with all sorts of things.
Yeah.
These Facebook people, I mean, it's like, listen, should we go testify before Congress or go slam our hand in the door of the car 10, 15 times? These guys, you know, it was back to they think their El Toro poo-poo doesn't smell bad.
Well, and especially, you know, Zuckerberg looks odd. I'm not just making a joke. He looks off, odd, like he's on something. But Jack Dorsey, I don't know how much that guy's actually in charge of things. I really don't.
You don't think ignorance is bliss here and plausible deniability?
Well, I think he's lying through his teeth, but also I think I heard yesterday he's only a 2% share owner in the company.
2%?
I think so. I need to double check that, but I believe that's what I heard. I don't think Jack's actually running things.
2% of $100 billion ain't bad.
Oh, no. He's still making a lot of money, but is he actually running things there? I just wonder.
I don't know, but boy, they are really got some problems. And we have, okay, so Georgia finds some votes, and then they find some more votes, yeah. Two different counties. And this is kind of an interesting thing because I noticed the networks, believe it or not, didn't mention this at all.
Oh.
Nothing. Nothing at all. But so let's listen. Georgia update, more ballots found. No one else reports.
A short time ago, another 2,700 votes that previously were not counted in the Georgia election have been found during the state's recount. This time it happened in Fayette County, just south of Atlanta. A similar situation was uncovered in Floyd County, Georgia, yesterday. Luke Martin is the chair of the Republican Party in Floyd County. Luke, good to have you with us tonight. So I don't know if that's news to you. It just crossed a few moments ago. Are you surprised that they found another 2,700 uncounted ballots in Fayette County?
We just heard the news here just a few hours ago that they found the 2,700 ballots in Fayette County. And honestly, that is surprising to me. We thought that our issue here in Floyd County, that we were going to be the only ones, but it looks like Fayette County found a similar amount. So that's very troubling.
How many counties are there in Georgia?
159.
Okay, so two out of those, we know that there were at least a few thousand votes that had not been counted the first time around. So what's going to happen to these votes? Will they go into the totals?
We hope so. That's the expectation. So what we had in Georgia was the risk limiting audit, which where we had people come and count the actual paper ballots to compare it to what the machine totals were on election night or shortly after when each county certified our own results. We were surprised here in Floyd County to find out that there were 2,700 extra ballots, roughly. So we spent today basically recounting them. And from the Secretary of State's office, what they're saying in their press conference is that they will count. So hopefully that's right. I think there's the county attorneys here are working on that.
Okay, we're going to get to the second part of the story, but let me tell you what's wrong with what he just said and what happens. Okay, we always ask people when they call into the show and give us vote totals, how many machines were there? Okay, so the probate judge, the head of election for probate, goes and says, Huntington College, 3 machines. So when it comes back, how many machines need to report? Answer is 3. Okay, if a card is missing, that means something didn't report. And so, obviously, some bozo didn't count the fact that their 3 cards didn't come back that had 3 machines on it. Now, that's like, I'm sorry, that's borderline stupid. In one of these counties, it's 100,000 votes. That's a 2.7% in the one they just found in Floyd. Mm-hmm. That's 2.7% of the vote. That's a big mistake.
Yes.
My confidence in this voting system is going down the tubes. If they can't catch that kind of stuff, there's a whole bunch of stuff they're missing. Going to be back. Second half of that story right after this.
Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
You know, every winter I have customers come in and say, well, I waited till winter to buy that new Hustler ZTR mower because I figured that's when they go on sale. And then I have to explain that unfortunately it doesn't work like that. Except this year. Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, and I'm proud to announce Hustler's year-end savings event. During the month of November, get up to $400 off all remaining 2020 Hustler Raptor residential ZTR mowers. So if you're one of those who believe that good things come to those who wait, well, you're right. But don't wait any longer, because when the 2020 Hustler models are gone, so are these deals. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for over 20 years we provide parts and service for not only what we sell, but for many other brands as well.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Now, why is ABC, NBC, and CBS not telling this story? Well, because it wouldn't fit into their narrative. There is absolutely no proof of widespread election fraud.
No evidence.
No evidence at all. So it's not in their narrative, so they're not going to mention it. They're going to be mums the word. Okay, so let's do the second part of the story. Georgia update, human error in the U.S. Senate runoff.
And you think it was human error and not anything more nefarious than that? Is that correct?
Well, we're not exactly sure. Basically, we know that all of our missing ballots came from in-person early voting from one particular precinct here in Rome. So we were able to track down that basically a scanner went down during early voting. Those ballots had to be removed and put in a second scanner. So we were trying to figure out whether when those roughly 5,000 ballots were rescanned, did the scanner mess up? Did the Dominion software mess up? Or was it human error in that, you know, our people working in the elections office just didn't scan half the ballots? We still don't know exactly. It's probably a combination of both human error and computer error.
Got a huge focus in Georgia, of course, coming up with this Senate runoff on January 5th. Is there an effort underway to clean up some of these voter rolls to make sure that these kind of errors don't happen? Is it going to be any different this time around?
We certainly hope so. One of the problems we've had statewide, and I know that we've certainly had here, is just a lack of public observation of the counting of ballots, the adjudication of ballots, a lack of party observation. And we know, you know, we hear those stories in the metro Atlanta counties and the Atlanta counties that happened there, too. Well, that happened in, you know, Floyd County of 100,000 people. So we are making sure that the Board of Elections here in Floyd County is notifying the public about when they're going to be counting absentee ballots. They're notifying the public and the parties about when they're going to be adjudicating ballots so that we can be there and witness this process. Because you know what? If this was human error and the Board of Elections allowed the parties or allowed the public to view the counting of the ballots, We could have seen that, but we didn't get the opportunity to be there. Yeah. So let the process play out like it's supposed to.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like the Secretary of State's got to ensure that both sides have equal observation and that they've both signed off on exactly when everything's going to start, and nothing can start until both sides are in place in those facilities. And, of course, you've got some other issues with maybe people moving to the area in Georgia that may be trying to add themselves to the voter rolls before that race as well. So we're going to watch that real closely as well. Luke.
Okay, I messed up. I said 100,000 voters is the population of 100,000. So let's say there's a 60% of the population votes. I'm making sure that everybody's a registered voter there. That means this would be more like 5% of the vote. And then everybody says, I don't see any problem with that. No, I don't see any problem with that. Unbelievable. But then one of my favorite people comes to bear, spewing wine through my nose, laughing at John Kennedy. Now, we're going to kind of change the subject matter a little bit. We're going to get into the media's treatment of Joe Biden. And this is the setup that Tucker does, and does an excellent job with it. Then we'll get to the one and only John Kennedy.
So you're hearing a lot recently about President Joe Biden. So you'd be wondering, okay, what will this president do when he gets to the White House? Well, to answer that question, of course, you would watch his press conference. That's the point of a press conference. Reporters ask the politician questions that you would like answered. But if you watched Joe Biden's press conference yesterday, you would have been pretty disappointed. On the other hand, if you want to know how truly inspiring Joe Biden is and how appalling his political opponents are, you were in luck.
I understand now. I'm going to take some questions. Megan, fire away.
What do you see as the biggest threat to your transition right now, given President Trump's unprecedented attempt to obstruct and delay a smooth transfer of power?
You just spoke of some of the dangers of the president's continued stonewalling of this transition, but it doesn't appear that the president is going to come around anytime soon and admit defeat. So what are you going to do? What is your message to Republicans who are backing up the president's refusal to concede?
I want to get your thoughts on the president's tweet over the weekend. Do you want him to concede?
President Biden, how bad is President Trump? It went on like.
Perfect. Now, Howard Courage is going to give you another dose of that. So I'm going to go to a break. Then I'll come back and play the John Kennedy piece. Wait till you hear this. We'll be right back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
With Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air's apples to apples price match guarantee, we will meet or beat any system or replacement offer that's an exact match to our equipment, workmanship, and process. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The month of November can be very stormy, very wet, very active, but so far, our storm-free pattern continues. Today's going to be a great day with more sunshine, nice fall weather, high in the mid to upper 60s, clear skies, another cold one tonight. We're headed back to the 30s again, probably upper 30s. A warming trend begins Friday with a high around 73. We'll be in the mid-70s over the weekend. Really nice and still storm-free. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We
get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
That's where we are. Joey, today's the 18th, isn't it?
I believe so, yeah.
That means what's going to be, what will tomorrow be?
The 19th?
The 19th of November. And you know what's going to be happening 6 to 8 tomorrow night? 6 to 8 tomorrow night is Ladies' Night at Dillon Wings on Brown Springs Road, 119 Brown Springs Road, to be precise. Special pricing, special inventory is available in the store. It's Ladies' Night only. Grab bags for the folks in the store. They get there first. They'll have new inventory that they just picked up at a trade show. You can take your gold and silver and platinum, and they'll tell you what it's worth and give you an offer if you want to sell it to them. But it's going to be fun. That's the main thing. I want to get in the Christmas spirit, and what better place to go get in the Christmas spirit is in a jewelry store. We can go look at sparkly, some dazzlement, some bling. And where do you go for the bling hit? You go to Dillon Jewelers, Dillon Wings. Come on, guys. Go by. Give them a call, 334-215-3669. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Tell them you're going to be there tomorrow night between 6 and 8 for Ladies' Night. 334-215-3669. Let me step into some more John Kennedy until we do that other thing we talked about. John Kennedy's going to respond to the media. Listen to this.
Senator John Kennedy watched. He's, of course, representing the state of Louisiana. He's a Republican. He joins us tonight. Senator, you notice flecks of saliva on Joe Biden's suit. Was that slobber from the press corps, do you think?
Tucker, I did watch the questioning of Mr. Biden, and I've watched the whole campaign, and look, you'd have to be a special kind of stupid not to see the disparate treatment between Mr. Biden and Mr. Trump. I think since he was selected by the managerial lead in the Democratic Party, I think the toughest question that Mr. Biden has been asked is, does he support children and prosperity? And probably the second toughest question is, does he like ponies? And this is very dangerous for our democracy.
Yeah.
Here's a newsflash. Politicians lie. Not always, but sometimes. They hide the truth. Why?
Notice.
Because it helps them hold on to power. And the role of a journalist is to hold those politicians accountable and to ferret out and safeguard the truth. And in doing so, journalists can't pick sides. Otherwise, they're not seeking out the truth. They've got to be equal opportunity a-holes, if you will.
Yes.
And too many of our journalists have started picking sides, and it will ultimately undermine their profession and democracy, because without truth, there is no trust. Without trust, there is no democracy.
A-holes, huh? I love John Kennedy. He puts a big old smile on my face. And helps me blow Chardonnay through my nose.
I would love to see a reporter. Do you like ponies?
Let's listen to this isolated.
They're not seeking out the truth. They've got to be equal opportunity a-hole.
And he's right. He is absolutely right. That's why I love John Kennedy. Okay, John Kennedy's going to be asked, have you seen this before in your career?
So you've been in politics for a while. You're a United States Senator. Have you ever held a press conference at which the overwhelming majority of the questions consisted of how horrible is your opponent?
No. I've never seen it like this. And I came into politics, not at the federal level, but at the state level, 25 years ago. And it used to be that journalists really were equal opportunity. I probably shouldn't use what I said before. I'll say jerks. They were tough. They were tough. Didn't matter what your party affiliation was, their job was to ferret out the truth. But, you know, there's an old adage that says, keep the company of those who seek the truth, run from those who already know it. I think many members of the press think they already know the truth.
Amen, John. Let's go to the phones and go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
I am really good, and you?
Doing fine. Hey, you will know this. I know that most people probably don't. My daughter lived in Charlotte for 5 years before she just moved to Fairhope a few months ago.
Yeah?
And Charlotte is the largest banking center outside of New York in the United States.
Yep.
20 years ago, Charlotte was a solid Republican area. It is now solidly Democrat.
Yep.
And I had my daughter just called me. We were talking. She had a friend who ran for county commissioner in Mecklenburg County who was as a Republican and was soundly defeated. He kind of felt like something wasn't right with the way the voting went. So he started doing some checking on his own. He found one address in Charlotte from which 26 ballots were cast. He went and checked to see where this was. It was an empty lot.
Man.
So that shows you, you know, gives you a degree of the fraud that goes on in voting.
Now, you're not suggesting, David, any irregularities, are you?
Oh, would I say something like that?
No. You know, they're public. Well, let me ask you this. Were there any trees on the lot? Because trees...
I don't know.
Trees need to vote, too. Trees have rights.
That's right. They're living beings, too.
There you go. And if there are any small animals on there, you cannot deny them the right to vote.
Right, right. So, but, yeah, it's unfortunate that stuff like that goes on. But, you know, in any major city that's democratically held, you're going to find stuff like that, as absurd as it seems to say something like that.
Yeah,
that still happen.
I tell you, I think there needs to be a major, and you're going to hear this in my clips I've got today. Lindsey Graham's going to talk about it, but it's out there. It's being talked about a lot, and I've talked about it on the show, particularly at the end of last week. They need to go into these states, and the state legislature needs to hold hearings, find out what in the hell happened, and they need to write some ironclad laws that include, because I think doing something in a vote is one of the worst things you can do. I mean, the crime, the charge of a crime for that should be the same to me as breaking and entering. I mean, because you're stealing. You're breaking into something and you're stealing. And it's the same thing it should be a combination of breaking and entering and fraud.
And I tell you what,
and make it painful.
In this Georgia runoff, I saw that Ossoff has already pulled in $90 million from out of state.
Well,
for his run against Purdue.
How about these two counties that were finding, you know, 2,600 and 2,700? Yeah. What did that do to the Ossoff Purdue race?
Right, and do you know how many counties are there in Georgia, do you know?
Yeah, 129, I think.
159. So if you go through every county like that, you're going to find a lot of votes, I'm sure, that weren't cast, as well as, you know, there are videos now out of people still finding ballots in dumpsters in Georgia.
Yeah.
There was a bunch of military ballots found in one a couple days ago.
That were marked?
Yeah, they were ballots sent in by military to Georgia that were found, hundreds of them, in a dumpster. There's a video of it.
Well, so I hope somebody's investigating it. I mean, I was telling Joey off mic, my confidence in the election system in America is the same as the election system in Russia right now.
Yeah, yeah. And I tell you what, too, the Republicans had better have a lot of people at those polling places in every county in Georgia watching that closely, because if not, the same thing is going to happen again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, we're going to be sitting there with our you-know-what in our hand wondering
absolutely.
What happened.
Yeah. Yeah, with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer running the show.
Oh, man, doesn't that make you feel good?
It just gives me the warm willies all up and down my spine, I'm telling you. So, have a good one, Dan.
Thanks, David. I appreciate it. I always enjoy my conversation with him. Let's see. Let's do the Lindsey Graham thing. And Sean Hannity's going to do the setup here. Now, he's going to, I'll tell you what, let's go straight into Lindsey Graham. We'll come back to the setup for Sean Hannity because he's really talking about more Facebook stuff. Lindsey Graham, on his call to Georgia about the Secretary of State, remember I played the Secretary of State for you guys yesterday saying that he felt that he was saying take out legitimate ballots, and that's not what he said. Listen in.
Senator, let me start with the Secretary of State of Georgia. There were others on the call, and one came to your defense and said, no, that's not what Lindsey said or did at all.
Well, I really don't need anybody to defend me because I know what I did, and I appreciate the person coming forward. I called the Secretary of State to have him explain to me how you verify a signature on a mail-in ballot, not to throw out legal votes, but to make sure we have a system in Georgia that can verify that you are who you say you are when you vote. If you show up in person, you need an ID. You don't need an ID when you vote by mail. You go through the portal, you need an ID, but when you apply for a mail-in ballot through the mail, they have to verify your signature. A single person does that in every county election office. It should be bipartisan. Here's what I'm begging the Trump administration to do, campaign to do. Challenge, get some judge to go look at the envelopes with signatures and match them against the database with somebody that knows what the hell they're doing in front of Republicans and Democrats so we can verify that mail-in voting in Georgia is not fraudulent. When you have a single person verifying a signature, it's not bipartisan. I think that's not the way to do it. That's what I was talking about. Stacey Abrams is calling for every liberal in the country to move to Georgia. She's bragging about having 600,000 people ready to vote by mail. What I'm begging Georgia to do is make sure that if somebody votes by mail, you have a bipartisan process to verify the signature. We don't just leave it up to one person in the election office.
Attaboy, Lindsey. Now, I wonder who the person was that was on the call. Was it someone from his side of the house, or was it someone from the Secretary of State side of the house? Who was it that was on the call? And I'm really getting worried about the Secretary of State of Georgia. Really worried. Worried about the governor. The governor is like, I think I need to send him some tap shoes because when he's talking behind that podium in front of the staircase, he is jiving, shucking and jiving. He is tap dancing like crazy. And I think there's something out there about them. We heard the Sidney Powell story kickbacks. And he was the Secretary of State when this thing was done. And now he's governor, and he didn't seem to have a problem with some things. I don't know. Really bothersome. Lindsey Graham on clean up the damn system.
Talk to the Secretary of State. The governor can call the legislature back. They haven't done that yet. What is the reason why? Why would you have two separate systems on signatures, and why is that okay? I mean, look, the more I get into, and how do you find 2,600 votes yesterday and another 2,700 votes today? Yeah. Okay, Lindsey, your state got it right for on election night. Florida did, Ohio did, all these other states do. Just Pennsylvania, Michigan, Nevada. Yeah. Interesting the states that we're worried about.
Well, Sean, all I can say is on election night, votes came out of nowhere for Biden. Thousands showed up late in the night on election night for Biden. Weeks later, we're finding votes for Trump. All I can say is I've said on your show that voting by mail will be the end of the Republican Party if we don't have a system to verify signatures. All I'm asking for is that Georgia have a bipartisan group to verify a signature on a mail ballot, not leave it up to a single individual. Here's what I predict. If you had an audit of all these signatures on envelopes in Georgia and you had people know what they were doing, I bet you the rejection rate would be more than 0.3%. If we don't get a better system when it comes to voting by mail, that's the end of the Republican Party. And let it start in Georgia, folks. Stacey Abrams is trying to take over the election system in Georgia. Fight back.
Okay, the state legislatures in Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Arizona are run, both houses are run by Republicans. So do hearings, number one. Number two, go in and say we're doing a piece of legislation that says we're going to do an audit of the 2020 election, top to bottom. If it takes 6 months, I am cool with that. If it takes $1 million, I'm super cool with that. I think the voters, I know in Alabama, if we were going to do an audit and Alabama had lost, I would be all about that. I'd be fine. You want to do individual donations, I will belly up to the bar. But these state legislatures can do that. They can do hearings. They need to do an audit. They can get that done. I dare one of these bozo governors to veto that piece of legislation. Ducey wouldn't do it. I think Kemp wouldn't have the you-know-whats to do it in Georgia. And Whitmer, please let her do that. I mean, it would be the kiss of death. People kind of see them for what they are. So staying with Lindsey Graham here, on the GA, on the Georgia runoffs, I detect that he may be a little worried here.
All this money is going to be pouring into Georgia. Both those races matter, Perdue and Loeffler. I am concerned that people, you know, are looking at this shift show and a governor and a secretary of state that have no urgency about it. They didn't get it right this time. I think the secretary of state owes everybody in the country an answer why we got 2,700 new ballots today, 2,600 yesterday. Why there's two standard? Why don't they check the signatures? Why wouldn't they do that? To ensure integrity and confidence in an election.
All I can say is that as Georgia goes, the nation goes. Democrats are calling for people to move into Georgia for the express purpose of winning these two Senate seats. I had money sent into South Carolina, but nobody asked people from California to move into South Carolina. Stacey Abrams is calling for people to move to Georgia to tip the balance of power in the U.S. Senate.
If I were in the legislative arena
in Georgia, I would push back because we're going to change the Supreme Court from conservative to liberal. We're going to do away with Electoral College so New York and California pick judges forever.
If they're 30 days before the election, they can vote, and then the vote's over, they can move out. That's what they're telling people to do?
Literally. So please, for God's sake, look at changing Georgia law to neutralize what Stacey Abrams is trying to do. She's going to send in thousands, hundreds of thousands of mail-in ballots. All I'm asking is have a bipartisan group of people verify the signature, not a single person. And when it comes to moving to Georgia, have a law that makes sure you just can't move in for the purpose of taking over the Senate and move out. You got a chance to change the law, change it.
Newstalk 93.1, Dan Mars Show, and we'll be back right after this.
Your Newstalk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on Newstalk 93.1 WACV. Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everyone covered on your Christmas list. Blessings has a great selection of Christian books and supplies, including beautiful Bibles, and engraving is free. Blessings is now offering shopping by appointment before or after hours, or you can utilize their curbside pickup option. Come get your Christmas shopping wrapped up at Blessings and even wrapped for free. Blessings, a Christian store at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook or online at blessingscs.com.
Laser Copy is your silent partner for your business, printing brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and even custom wedding announcements. No job is too big or too small for Laser Copy, whether it be printing or shipping. Laser Copy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages, and they accept returns. Laser Copy can mail all your Christmas packages and deliver them safely. Laser Copy can create custom Christmas cards for your business and family. Visit them at lasercopyinc.com.
Located at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
By the way, Joey, I want to tell you from the bottom of my heart, So we are jealous of you.
Yes.
You're out in the beautiful day. I mean, it's like crystal blue skies, just cold enough, and it's warming. I love cold mornings and warm afternoons. Not hot, just warm. Just enough that you can sit on your deck, gaze over the property with your dog and a Corona. Not that I had a Corona yesterday, or the day before, or the day before, or the day before. And I think I even did one the day before that. Odds it would be pretty damn good. Okay, now let me do this, and let me go back to where Sean and Lindsey Graham were talking. But I'm going to have Sean talk about the big tech testimony as a setup for the way Graham's going to respond to this.
All right, we turn now to another key factor in the 2020 election, and that's big tech. Clearly acted as a protective shield, just like the media mob, big tech mob for the Biden campaign. Remember, the entire campaign, you have a weak, a frail, a cognitively struggling Joe Biden hiding in his basement bunker. I call it the media mob big tech candidate protection program. They protected him the entire campaign. No tough questions ever. But in a blatant effort to defeat President Trump and contribute to Joe, well, and Facebook and Twitter, other tech giants actually censored really serious, verifiable claims about Biden and his family corrupt business practices. The Trumps would never get that consideration. And in the weeks before the election, Twitter froze the accounts of prominent Republicans who shared the story. That included Kayleigh McEnany. And the company even blocked its users from sharing the story in private messages. You couldn't even send it privately. More recently, Silicon Valley libs who run Twitter have been putting disclaimers on tweets from many conservatives, including President Trump, pointing out what they are deciding they believe is right and wrong. And apparently, the employees at Twitter think they have a monopoly on truth. And by the way, side note, you might want to switch to Parler. And when you go to Twitter, say, here's my new account on Parler. Just an idea. Now, today during a hearing on Capitol Hill, Senator Cruz, Senator Graham, they grilled Twitter at Jack, CEO of Twitter, about his decision to censor editorialized political content. Take a look.
They decided, and maybe for a good reason, I don't know, that the New York Post articles about Hunter Biden needed to be flagged, excluded from distribution, or made hard to find. That to me seems like you're the ultimate editor.
Your answer is always, well, once we silence you, we can choose to allow you to speak. But you are engaged in publishing decisions. Let me shift to a different topic. Mr. Dorsey, does voter fraud exist?
I don't know for certain.
Are you an expert in voter fraud?
No, I'm not.
Well, why then is Twitter right now putting purported warnings on virtually any statement about voter fraud?
We're simply linking to a broader conversation so that people have more information.
No, you're not. You put up a page that says, quote, voter fraud of any kind is exceedingly rare in the United States. That's not linking to a broader conversation. That's taking a disputed policy position. And you're a publisher when you're doing that.
Now, keep in mind, both Facebook, Twitter enjoy the legal protections known as Section 230. And that section virtually protects social media giants from being held liable like regular media companies because content is posted by users. Well, not if they're editing it. Now, that status does not extend to media outlets who publish or editorialize material. And as Senator Cruz just described, that is exactly what's happening at Twitter and elsewhere. Now, according to one whistleblower complaint, Twitter, they're not acting alone. That complaint alleging that Twitter, Facebook, Google all work together to coordinate their censorship efforts. So it is time to hold these powerful tech giants accountable and maybe move to other venues. If they want to act like members of the mob and the media, then they should be treated like members of the mob. And that means no more liability protection in Section 230. Without consequences, nothing's going to change and history will repeat itself over and over and over again. And we all deserve better.
Before we get to the second part of this story where Lindsey Graham is responding to this, Mortgage Corporation of the South. Now, John Williams calls in at 105. If you have a question for him, call in during the top of the hour break and get on cue so I can bring you on if you have a question for him. Not just, I thought when I was talking to John, I was asking him to come into the studio, but I was thinking maybe if y'all have a question now, call 272-9228, and you can talk to him when he's on at 105. Because Mortgage Corporation South is great stuff. And, you know, maybe you have a question about your VA loan. Maybe you have a question about refinancing, getting a pre-approved letter. Well, that'd be a great time to do it. Or call 567-9000 and just ask them direct. Whoever answers the phone is going to be able to give you the answer, or you can call John and ask for John Williams, and I know he'll return his cell phone call. Mortgage Corporation South, 567-9000, NMLS number 232-876, Equal Housing Lender. Can we fit in the second part?
Yeah.
This is Lindsey Graham responding. Listen in.
You had Twitter, Facebook. Thoughts on today?
Well, they got the most power in the history of mankind. They can all conspire to tell us what we can see. They can mold how we think. They have no legal liability. They can take down your content. They can label what you say as fraudulent. You can't sue them. You have no recourse as an individual when it comes to them censoring your content. At the end of the day, Section 230 is being abused. It's now time to make them like every other media organization. When you make editorial decisions, you become an editor. If Fox News says something against me or puts somebody on television that slanders me, I can not only sue the individual, I can sue Fox News. In the world of social media, there is no accountability, there is no legal liability, and there is no government regulation. It is the wild, wild west, and we need to fix it now because it will destroy conservatism if we don't get this right.
Now, one of the things that we're going to pick up a little bit later on is if you listen to some of the hearing, when you listen to Hirono and Coons and people like that, they were basically Hirono, Coons, and people like... We have a new person in the studio, Igor. But they were saying that if somebody is talking about, for example, climate change denier, that you should be censored because you have a concept that you don't believe their caca on climate change. This is just so Orwellian. It is unbelievable where we are now, that people are being persecuted for what they believe and what they think and the philosophies they have. That is so un-American. It is unbelievable. Newstone 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show, top of the hour break coming up. Going to be back right after that.
Talk 93.1 FM.